I'm going to take a shower later. Well, and fucking, it's going to come
are
off.
Are we family or not? Like, help me out, dude. Your fucking whole head is covered in Steve Harvey's mustache. God, you need to fucking help me out.
But I got hair, though.
Yeah, but your hair is so black, there's no skin, right? Because your hair grows out of your brain.
So I got hair.
But your hair grows out of your brain. There's no skin under there.
But it's hair.
Do you have a scalp?
But it's hair.
Alex is a direct descendant of a Neanderthal.
Oonga booga, dude. A confused one, if you will.
He used to live at Tonga Unga Tonga, but his shit blew up.
I be fucking...
How does that feel?
I ride a Bronchosaurus to work, dude. All right?
Okay.
Out the wazoo. Like a good night, dude.
And it's fucking episode 141 on Out the Wazoo here in the Waz Studio.
You guys were colluding, and I saw the eye contact.
No, dude, I just defend myself at all moments.
Make sure.
When did I ever disrespect
you? Y'all find
you?
Our page on Instagram at Wazoo Podcast. Make sure you fucking tune in on anchor.fm/Wazoo Podcast.
So
make sure
you
donate to the babies.
Oh, you don't think that the draw your hairline on with a protractor was offensive?
Whoa. But you lost, though.
Lost what?
Because now you're reacting to his diss, right?
No, he asked me. He wanted to know.
Oh, but like. You never
But that was also
in.
A slam, though, me asking you.
Him
right.
asking
was
you,
a slam?
That's a slam.
See, now I'm getting kind of confused. I think I need to go back to school.
You do. You definitely
but look,
do.
He's a teacher, apparently.
Right.
And he's always rewriting the rule book.
Yeah, and they clean the chalkboard off with his hair, though,
so,
right?
So, like, if you question him on how a slam is made, somehow that's a slam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you slammed him in the same context... You can't slam them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you guys only realize that we're all insane, right? Like, this makes no sense to anybody but us.
No. It makes perfect sense. I'll tell you why.
Okay,
right?
Tell me why.
So you have a slam.
Alex, open your book.
Okay.
Page
so
4.
Say I slam you, right?
Who's you?
Anybody in this particular incident, right? So let's say Alex. Let's say I, A,
good choice.
Slam Alex, B.
Unlikely, okay? But okay.
It's happened.
He must not retort with... a real life scenario, like back at that slam, right? Mm. He's got to slam me back.
Okay.
Right?
I need to fire the fire.
Right.
It's a constant smoke show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Now, it's like in Bugs Bunny when Elmer Fudd would shoot Bugs Bunny.
Right.
Right. Just bend
but he would take the gun and just
up.
Bend it back, correct him, and make him shoot himself.
Now, correct. Apparently, though, if you have a hot lasagna of heat, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you aim it at Ryan,
mm-hmm.
and he just goes, "I, it's over."
Right. Now that's not saying you can just retort the slam with something real, right? Like there's levels, right? Like you said, lasagna. There's levels,
right? Okay? Layers.
You can completely cut the slam off if the whole consensus vibe is with that. Cut right.
Yeah,
if I say
right.
I,
there is like a consensus protocol.
It's
right,
a
whenever,
very trial thing.
I say I either get approval from you or you, and it's directed at either one of you.
You've got to have a good
either
sense.
One of you define that I
right
as final.
If so, what you're saying is, and here's what I'm okay.
Yes.
I'm excited now
right.
because now if you say I.
Correct.
In order to kill my reverse
smoke.
And we smoke.
Both yes. don't react.
And we both don't react.
Correct.
That's a slam on you.
That is a slam on me.
And
right?
Now we're back to square one.
We are.
And we've just done a loop-de-loop, and now it's back to you.
Right.
So
that was Bugs Bunny bending the gun back, and
was.
Elmer Fudd bending it back again.
Right.
And then Bugs
so,
Bunny bent it back again.
Apparently, for your slam, a.k.a. a flame, to work, you need partners.
Correct.
And if you don't have anybody
because
on
what's
your
a
side,
slam if nobody's there to hear it?
Oof. Now that's some real shit.
That's
bear,
some real shit, dude.
There's
that's
a bear
shit
in the woods, right?
That's some real shit, dude.
Is there naked dicks in gay porn? I think there is.
Oh my God, dude. Say it again.
That was so loud, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't touch the mic. So we got a new studio set up.
We do.
Things are on the up
and
up.
All new equipment. Fuck the old shit. We got new shit in here.
We're trying to get video incorporated into this motherfucker.
And it's a lot easier from this angle.
We're going to have...
If we put it up in that far corner...
A nicer setup.
Be a lot easier.
We're going to have a good panorama view. You're going to be able to see the back of Ryan's greasy head. You're going to be able to see right down the alley.
You're going
to
think you're in...
Bobby's bun cheeks.
You're
going right to
think you're in the
acorn,
back
dude.
Of McDonald's because they're frying up them greasers. Okay?
And on the left side, you're going to see my fucking widow's peak just glistening.
It's so sharp. It
just cut, glistening, dude.
Cut a motherfucker, right?
Question. If you slam me,
you're bad.
And I, in turn, slam myself.
Okay.
Does that also wipe the slate clean?
It doesn't, because then you just look like a fool.
Okay. Right? So if you said, you look like a shark.
Actually, said, no. So you are onto something, right?
Yeah. Okay, if you said, yo, Alex, you look like a shark. I say, damn, I do look like a great white. I do be swimming in the water.
So this is the other thing, right? So, like, this is the anti-eye. This is...
Hold on. Elaborate in the mic for the
listeners.
Hang
on. What page are we on?
This is page 421.
Got it.
Okay. This is an anti-eye. When you get a slam received in your inbox, right?
Okay.
And then you play along and say, damn, I am that way. Right. Or, damn, I do that. Yes. Right? And doo-doo, right? It's funny. Okay?
I always make a note when someone doo-doo something.
Now, that, in turn... has still potency within the group that you're in, right? Because if you self-slam yourself, right?
It's funny.
You're self-deprecating. And everybody else is still laughing at the slam.
Right. The slam. And the no slam. Longer at the person.
Correct.
Because before it was about you're a shark, right?
Right.
And then now it's about making shark jokes.
Correct.
And then we all are going to basically keep saying, am I a shark? You know, right. Am I swimming 30,000 feet in the ocean?
That's how our
I'm
inside
a shark?
Jokes get made. Right.
Now, if you're confused, don't worry. We all are.
We're We're going to probably write a book, I think. We're going to sell it on our anchor.
It's called self-slam.
Should we drop some definitions for the crowd?
Where do you want to start?
So well, slam. Actually, no, because they're going to have to tune into our OnlyFans account when we do that. They're going to have to pay for that, right?
We don't have an OnlyFans.
Okay,
that's
a premium.
We don't have an OnlyFans.
A slam is like a joke made towards somebody.
Right.
Like if I said, Ryan, your hair is so greasy,
right?
It looks like you dipped your head in Crisco.
Right.
That's a slam.
That is
now,
a slam.
Now, an ite is like a rebuttal to that slam. Mm-hmm. So if I just said, if he said ite to me saying that and he killed off the slam, everybody's like, okay, not so funny anymore.
Right. Yeah.
That's pretty much the only definition
with
I need
consensus.
To get.
With
the
consensus.
The I is executed with group consensus.
Correct.
At least 2/3, I think.
Right. Now, there's two times when an I can be canceled, right?
Right.
It's the I, which is like, that kills itself, right? Mm-hmm. That kills the vibe, okay? The second is when y'all don't consent to that I and y'all keep slamming.
Yeah.
That is still a slam back on me because
right.
I tried to kill something and you guys kept the energy.
And now you're on your back foot.
And now I'm on my back foot. No, and no matter what down. I say, the slams coming in are just hot.
And that's
they're
we
heat.
Have to double down at that point.
Texas Pete.
Because
economy,
we continuously,
hot.
It's like it's a tidal wave, right?
Correct.
Of slam.
Right.
And at that point, you're on your back foot, right?
Mm-hmm,
you're, you're tripping backwards over the dunes,
exactly.
baby. And we're going to start hurtling seashells and turtles and starfish and shit
right
at you, dude.
Right, because you look like, you know, the what's her fucking name?
Well, relax.
Well, see, you had to think about it. So
yeah.
Therefore
I was
going to
say Misty, but that's not the right fucking name.
No, and it wasn't. And that's a slam on you,
it
right?
Is a
because
slam
it's not
on me.
Smart.
And I'm
going to
take the slam
smart, right?
and I'm going to eat it. And
should we talk about hip hop?
I want to talk about something real quick.
Okay, is
so,
it slams?
No. Anyway, no, I'm saying. So remember how we repeated a thing about the metaverse, and I sent you guys that TikTok. The person is like how I would react in the metaverse, and there's a girl.
This is one TikTok I did end up opening
up.
So
the girl is like laying out in the sun in a lawn chair or whatever, and he has this VR hands, and he's like, you know, there's like sexual music going on. He's like caressing her hair, and she's reacting to it, which is a very in-depth VR. Like, send
the
me the
hair was like kind of nice.
Like
it was moving
yeah,
when he touched
like,
it.
Hey, send me the link.
Right.
Anyway, so then he starts fondling her titties, and they start
which
bouncing,
are balloons,
right?
dude.
Which
These
cracks me up
big.
Because it's a video game,
right.
and it's so in-depth. You can fondle this VR chick's titties, and then he goes down to her feet. he picks her up by her feet and swings her over his head like a helicopter and throws her off the building. And it made me laugh so
and the
hard.
The physics are so wrong.
Because it was like, that's what I would do. Because the cat just said, me on my first offense in the metaverse,
right.
5 to 10 years. I'm like, yes, dude, because I would definitely be going
imagine
to the poolside.
Imagine having to serve 5 to 10 years in the metaverse.
Exactly. Oh. I would definitely be in the metaverse popping people's tires and replacing them with cupcakes or something like that, bro. Vandalism at its finest.
I don't know what I would do, honestly. I'd just make like a little, probably just like a little house.
Hubcap fondler.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't wait to get into the metaverse.
Dude, we're all going to be like withered away.
I will be mad though if I find myself in a metaverse putting a record on a record player and sitting in a chair enjoying said record.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's the most beta shit, right?
Have you seen those videos? Enjoying normal shit
in the metaverse?
Dude, uh-huh.
I saw a video of some guy in VR take a PS1 off the shelf, dusted it, plugged it into a TV,
right,
and then put in Crash Bandicoot, and he started playing it in the metaverse. So he started playing on his VR headset, and his own avatar was playing a video game. And I said, dude, you need to go kill some people.
This or is, himself, right?
That too. It's like, you need to, how bitch is it to play a video game and your character is playing a video game?
Right.
Like in those fucking video games where you can go into an arcade and play like Donkey Kong. Right. It's like, bro, go kill somebody.
Like at least the one guy was fondling titties and then threw her off a building.
Mm-hmm.
But to go in and then to like watch Jurassic Park, like what are you doing?
Like in GTA San Andreas, you can walk in and you can play Tetris. It's like, oh, you're not doing what you're
supposed
to be.
That's a good point.
Doing.
Any video game where there was a video game to be played, count me out. I'm not going to play that video game for more. Once I realize what happened, like I'll click on it, right?
Because
I don't know what's happening.
Right.
Click on it. Once I realize that it wants me to like play Tetris, I'm out. Right. I just fucking back out. I'm like never going in there again. It's such a waste of game.
Right, right. Because you're playing a game, right? And you want to progress in that game. You don't want to progress in a game in a game.
I just think it's so dumb.
Like in 2K... One of the 2Ks, or the part of the monologue, was to play 2K against your buddy, who's like there for you the whole
2K.
Yeah, so like your avatar is like in college, and you're gonna make it to the NBA and make all this money. But he goes, "Hey, yo, man, let's run the sticks again. I bet you I can beat you." And you play like with the old '80s Lakers, and he plays with the old '80s Pistons, and you have to beat him.
Now, did the game look like just regular 2K?
Yes, looked like regular 2K, but you. You make your guy go to the couch, sit down, click X to pick up the controller, and you select your teams in the game.
And then you fondle his titties,
and you have
right?
to beat him. It's
and
like,
then you fling him over your head like a helicopter, and then you throw him out the
now,
door.
Now, what I wanted to do was fondle his titties.
Right. Fondle his titties and touch his head. Couldn't do it. And then throw him, right, in the metaverse.
Yeah, so. Sure. But throw go. Black there. Tears and all, dude.
Now, let's get into the real reason why we came here tonight, folks, right? And we got some new, hot, fucking wet singles out in our area.
Bitcoin is
that
down.
We want to talk about, right?
Well, look, this is Out the Wazoo, episode 141, baby. We got two big albums for you tonight. We got Bird's Eye View by Corday, and then we've got Sick by Earl Sweatshirt. Two, I think, pretty dope albums that we'll get to talk about at the second half of this episode, but... From last episode and from episodes before, we haven't really been covering like Lucy's.
Mm-hmm.
We've just been covering like projects.
Right.
And a lot of Lucy's have been dropping like real good shit.
Lucy, huh?
Lucy, yeah, Lucy's.
From Australia.
Lucy Two Shoes, right? Mm-hmm. Shit's been, I don't know, bro. What's the thing that, Lucy's, the thing that people buy in New York and then they get choked out to death by the cops?
Oh, I don't know.
Single cigarette?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know that?
No, I don't.
There's a lot of injustice in this country, Ryan. You should really read up.
No, I don't know. I tend to turn my head.
Yeah. Well, we got some good music for you here. You guys want to hear a couple here?
Yes, sir.
Y'all heard, I know y'all heard Surround Sound by J.I.D.
Ooh. Play it for me one time.
Okay.
I know I can't afford to stop.
Do you know the sample?
No, I don't know the sample.
Mos Def. I believe it's Miss Fat Booty.
No, I don't.
No, I didn't listen to this song.
Push the fucking pack off of the porch or break a pound down. Get the scrap if it happened to blow, it makes a round sounds. Pussycat on my lap, push it back and go to town now. Putting rap on my back and I'm black and snatching crowns. How they came back around like a nigga selling crack in pounds. I got a bag now, but it's nothing to brag about. Gun blast in the background, I'm a black man.
Jesus.
With a bloodhound. Mac 10 making love sounds.
You're not bobbing your head, bro.
Listen.
No, from down south, not a loud mouth. We could fuck around. Hit the music, baby, cut it down. Hit a doobie while you do
me indubitably. Wow. I feel like I'm a bus. Dude, he's insane. I feel like a bus down when I shine bright.
Blind niggas is up now. In the cup, can't be stopped. Tuck pack sacked up. You can pick it up now. Nigga, right here, this fucking. Okay. Push the fucking pack off of the porch or break a pound down. Get the scrap if it happens to blow. It makes a round sounds. Pussy. 21 Savages versus. I mean,
now is this a J.I.D. song?
Yeah, J.I.D. featuring 21 Savage.
Called Surround Sound.
And Baby Tate. I didn't know this fucking.
Listen to this fucking 21 Savage. No. Baby Tate.
Oh, sorry.
Listen to this Savage
Baby
verse.
Baby Tate.
He's so good on anything.
He's a great feature artist. Me and my money attached emotionally. I get the clutch, and if you get too close to me, I'm at the top where I'm supposed to be. Jumping in the gang, niggas act like they coaching me. 400 rats ain't shit, but a show to me. I'm on the road, and I bet that you hold with me. When I'm in traffic, it's always a pole with me. Pillsbury, man, I keep door with me. Hit from the back, she giving me slurp, and I ain't even pull my pants down. Jump in the box and slide to the other side. It's always a man down. Draw down. Hands in the air, nigga, make one move, get gunned down. Giving out fucking solo quality, huh? Don't want to talk no more, they just run down. No locked doors, I serve with a chop. Bitch got spit, she was hanging with a op. We call him Mickey, talk to the cops. God, I was on Pondale Glass. Back in the day.
You know what I love?
What?
I think finally 21 Savage like took rap seriously when he started hanging out with J. Cole.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think when the Offseason came out, because he came out with that that promotional video with 21, and he was like talking.
When they were
21.
Chilling in the studio together?
I think at that moment, that's when 21 started to take shit seriously, because every verse after that moment, every moment after that, fucking gold from 21 Savage.
I don't know. Before that, he was kind of popping too. Because he put that shit out, what, before was it recently? He put that video out before Offseason came out?
Or it was like a couple days, I think, before the Offseason drop.
Because if you listen to A Lot by 21 Savage featuring J. Cole.
I love that fucking song.
I mean, they've been chilling for a while, apparently. Yeah. And that's like a duo that is just beautiful. But Alex, listen to this... Listen to this beat switch by J.I.D. Whip a nigga ass. What you whipping up? Hold up.
Is this Boom?
This is the same song right here. This is J.I.D. on his Eminem shit. Sorry in advance for my bro. They whip a nigga ass. What you whipping up? Shit in the back. If you looking for the dope, niggas got it in the bag. Cause we trapping on the low. And I'm the shit with the flow. Give me a joke. Heard a nigga say that you the next. No, I'm the best. Just listen how he plays with words. Fucking press stop. Fuck a top right here. Let's get him a vest. He get lopsided. Fuck the cops. We was running from Rottweilers. Most of my partners ain't had papa, just a pop condom. Couple kids with Alzheimer's. 40 on his side. Boy, you might all stop. He on the block violent. Robbing niggas in the hood and then swap genres.
He won't stop. Light, line a nigga up, stop, sign him. Dude, he's unbelievable.
Judy can't stop.
Listen to this. I'm an anomaly. I turned into a rap ironic. All right, gotta stop it at some point. I mean, we just played almost the whole song. I mean,
he's unfucking believable, dude.
This is the level of shit that JID drives
me fucking crazy because he doesn't get any fucking credit besides what we're saying.
No, dude, it's coming, bro.
It's insane.
He's getting bigger and bigger.
I know,
every
but
release.
It's just like it's.
He
it's
was on a Doja Cat album this year.
To me, bro.
He was on that. That track with Imagine Dragons,
yeah,
that was pretty big. He's been doing shit with like Boombox Cartel. I mean, JID's everywhere right now.
He's coming up.
It's fucked up to say he's coming up. I feel like he's already here.
Should have been there.
Yeah, is he already here?
But the thing is though, right? When you've come up, that implies that now he's going down.
No, right? It doesn't.
I want JID to keep coming up, dude.
He's a rocket.
I want him to keep going, dude.
Yeah.
You know, never right. Stop that train, right?
I'm down with that, bro. I mean, I think that he's, you know, he's a little guy like you, so you right, guys right. Kind of support each other.
Yeah, we do.
Most times, we but.
Do. Under 5'8", motherfuckers.
All right, so now we got, next single is off of the
sorry,
new Earth
Gang. Did
you
watch that Nardwar JID interview yet or what?
Nah.
Oh, it's so fucking good, man.
Nah, but speaking of Nardwar, Logic's dropping that new album.
Vinyl Records or something?
I don't know. I forget what it's called. I didn't
Vinyl
write it down.
Vinyl Days. I think it's called Vinyl Days.
It might
Days.
Be called Vinyl Days. It's got a bunch of Nardwar features in it.
Yeah,
I
let
mean,
me check this out.
It's pretty dope. They gave like a little snippet on his IG. It sounded pretty cool. It sounded like old school Logic, like some old school boom bap shit. And then he's got some real good like chopping the shit up.
Vinyl Days is what it's called. New
so
album
it's like Final
out.
Days. It's kind of dope. Vinyl Days. I don't know, man. I think I miss Logic.
I do. But you see, I don't want to say I miss the old Logic, right?
I miss now the I sound old like a Logic.
But I do. I fucking miss the Incredible True Story type logic. I miss Bobby Tarantino 2 logic, bro.
You'll never get Bobby Tarantino 2 logic back. I don't think.
I just miss the old Tarantino mixtape shit.
Pulled out with
doing Spotlight and all that kind of stuff.
Bobby Tarantino 1, fire. Bobby Tarantino 2, fire. Fire. Bobby Tarantino 3,
garbage.
It sucked.
Yeah. He but Young dropped. Sinatra, but Young Sinatra 4 though was not bad.
That was a rarity. That one came out, and I was like, "Oh, Logic still got Logic."
Wait, was Tarantino 3 the last one he just did?
Yeah.
No, what was the one? No,
Tarantino 3 was the one with the Will Smith song.
No, that's that one's Bonds. That's one that has Homicide and Don't Be Afraid to Be Different.
Yeah.
Don't be born in the game on Neon Fresh.
I'm sorry, dude. Like, there's not a single rapper in the game that I want to hear feature Will Smith. I just don't. Will Smith, you got your money, dude. Get out.
Tarantino 3 was the one that had Get Up and Call Me and had the fucking Untitled at the end and See You Space Cowboy.
Not about it.
That was the one we all gave it a high rate. Came out in July.
No, that was
No Pressure.
No Pressure.
That's Tarantino 3. I just read it.
No, it's not. No Pressure and Tarantino 3.
No Pressure has No Pressure on it.
Look.
It's a feature album.
Bobby Tarantino 3, July 30th, 2021, has Vaccine, Get Up, My Way, Inside featuring Cynthia Erivo.
They're two different albums,
but
bro.
That's the Tarantino 3 I'm talking about.
And that's why we said that one is Buns. I didn't like it.
You didn't like that?
No, I didn't like it. I liked No Pressure.
Huh.
I liked No Pressure.
What about Supermarket?
Well, fuck me, right?
Supermarket
can. Supermarket
can get its titties fondled in the metaverse for all I give
sucks,
a fuck.
Dude.
Throw that
Bohemian
shit off a building.
Trapsody? Y'all didn't fuck with Bohemian Trapsody?
Oh, my
Trapsody?
God, dude. That's so fucking... I don't even want to say corny. Cringe. It makes me... Yeah. He's YBN corny.
Yeah, for real.
Whoa.
How about this Joey Badass track, The Revenge?
Which one? I think I know you're talking about. Yeah. I just listened to this one on the car ride over here.
So excited,
I was hype about it.
Which one,
play
dude?
Play it.
Yes, I heard.
Bitch, I'm really, really out for blood this time. Look.
Felt like it was a Django Revenge song.
I just
song.
Poured something in my cup. That's what it sounds like.
I just came back for the rent. A lot of new money in my hand.
This is Betty White pulling up the heaven's gates.
And then John Madden. Slippers. And John Madden meeting her.
Just face masks her, dude. Now, I thought the bass was going to drop.
I can't wait to be zoinked out of my goddamn boinker and listen to some good ass music. Because for some reason, beats that slap like that sound 10 times better when you're boinkered out. You know?
If you just throw a trumpet on a beat,
I'm all about it.
Now, there needs to be a DJ named
Trumpet. Put that brass
trumpet,
in that
right?
beat, though.
Trumpet on a beat. Hey, yeah, yo. Drop a brass track.
God.
If we really get down to brass tracks, it's going to bump.
I'm talking about brass
tacks. Double entendre.
Just brass and tacks.
How about y'all hurt? So we like
gang.
That.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, we did.
We
like
that.
That.
The
but
revenge.
Alex did skip over what you were going to say about Earth Gang's new song.
Yeah. All Eyes on Me.
Did you
new track
listen
by Earth
to
Gang.
This one though? But did you listen
it's a different
to
vibe.
This one though?
Different vibe. All right, everyone, chill. Let's listen to some fucking ghetto gods, okay?
Oh Lord,
just made another one.
Oh Lord, just the babies on the track.
What a fucking dumb tag.
I feel like that's how you summon the baby.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And then Jetson made another
Warriors
one.
Warriors die, but they live in the sky. I never seen a Gucci watch in my future. Sign of the times
oh my,
and God.
Oh, my God.
My dream,
I'm going to cry.
Eyes, I got so much more in store for you that can't touch what's mine. Pack my whole life's precious moments in a line and shout it, singing my songs. You think she know what's on my mind?
Ooh.
She know what's on my mind.
Come on.
Tell
come on.
All eyes on me.
Come on.
I want all my niggas free. I could tie 100 tears on my face.
This is the last song. This is what they play at last call at fucking Onyx.
And you definitely finding a baddie.
You gotta find a baddie and get
you,
out.
And you're just bagging a fat chick on accident, bro.
11:59 baddie, bro.
You walking out. She's so thick you can't even hold her hand.
She got a front pussy and a back pussy, dude. She got tits. She got a bra on her back, dude.
She can't reach, dog.
Oh,
double brawled up.
You don't know which way she's facing. She's so fucking fat, bro.
Her fucking mask is caught in her chin. She can't even pull it up.
She got two on. And they visibly are stitched together.
Says, I need my man to be 6'2". It's like, bitch, you need to go to on diet. What are you talking about?
Bitch, what you weigh? 6'2", 0'0". God. Damn. Yeah, that shit fire. Ghetto Gods drops.
It's got to be soon, bro.
Thursday, bro.
It's got to be soon. Oh, January 28th. Hey, yo.
Dude, everything's dropping.
That's a next Thursday night.
Yeah, everything's dropping.
Bro, do you think Thursday. Denzel's coming? This is what's crazy is we got now Earth Gang gearing up to drop. Denzel gearing up to drop. JID gearing up to drop. It feels like already I have more excitement for the music in 2022 than of 2021.
Now, if ASAP Rocky drops?
Not it's happening.
A wrap.
Damn. Not happening, dude.
Damn.
There will be a kid born, and then 8 months later, the album will drop.
Don't because do it will that be premature, me. Right?
Yes.
Okay. And that's fucking a wrap, bro.
So Lil Wayne dropped Sorry for the Wait, his mixtape.
Keep it.
On Spotify.
No, it's actually banging. I know.
Y'all heard these good. Songs, right? Like, Tucci's these are old back, school bro? Right here. Bum, 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 bum. These are old school shit. Like, yeah. This is the bump in the Bonneville right here. The original Crash the Whip. Yeah, so Krayshawn definitely killed that, right? Once she made that, like,
definitely fucking Krayshawn,
that Gucci, chick.
Gucci, Louie, Louie, Fendi, Fendi, Prada. Prada. The basic bitches run the shit, so I don't even bother.
She killed that
I
shit.
Put that on Havana. Now, I put that on my family. Open city, represent me, dress me as your majesty. Yeah, that shit goes hard.
She was crushing dick that night, right? Crushing.
That's what's crazy too is that that's right. You took it and flipped it on its ass.
Right.
She was crushing dick.
Just
right?
Straight Kegel crack.
Like,
dude.
Some chicks don't get piped, right? Right. They don't get piped.
One right. Kegel and a snap, dude. They she's crush taking it dick, home with dude. Her.
Right, right. And that's actually pretty G right yeah, there to yeah. be like, yo, like, what'd you do last night?
I would love to have like a female friend who's just openly like, yeah, like just I crushed this dick.
Openly
last night.
Crushing
just,
dick.
This I just fucking I milked that shit.
Like
dude.
Fucking Bud Lights. Like she's just fucking crushing dicks.
I snapped some serious sausage last night, bro. Shit. I brought it home with me.
We need to find an 1159 fat bitch, yeah. right? Sit just her right next to Jake.
Killed the kibasi last
she,
night.
She
bro.
Needs to smell like a fucking Meat Lover's Pizza, dude.
I got a track that one of our top listeners, Nick, recommended to okay. me. It's called Dash by Mason Dane.
Nick who?
Your brother.
Okay.
This is God. Called Dash by Mason Dane. Tell me what you think.
If it's Nick, it could be fire.
He heard it on T-Pain's podcast. Yeah,
Nick's good for dropping a slapper every once in a while.
No.
So this got strong Travis Scott Boslin vibes. No, you fucking with this nigga with this on crash. 150 on the dash. Oh my gosh, she experiment with tabs. She do everything I want, don't gotta ask. Matter of fact, shawty, I won't crash. Boo.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, she experiment with tabs. You're like, I feel like you're obligated to fucking trash it. You have to trash it.
This shit was so fucking garbage. I should actually just walk out of the fucking house right now.
Nick, are you a raccoon, dude?
Do us a favor.
Hey, is your middle name Oscar? Because you live in a trash can, dude. You're listening to garbage.
Bro, that shit was like Afghanistan 2021. I had to leave it behind.
Oh my God, bro. And that's it. That's it for the slams.
We got to stop after
those
that one.
Those slams
nothing
were
more.
Insubordinate and churlish, okay?
Here's another single. $1 Million Worth of Game by 2 Chainz and 42 Doug. Have you heard this one?
I have not.
God, dude, you guys are sleeping.
Jesse made another one.
Dude, I would take my headphones off. I feel like a beat like this is fitting for a producer tag like that.
Yeah. And DaBaby.
And if the beat ride, I'ma get the rhythm. Bitch, ho. Maybach truck in the coupe.
Only time I'm going back and forth for the juice. Just took a poop. Still got me in court, shit crazy. Only time
I let a bitch record when I'm rain. I'm famous, but can't shit. This is this type of beat. $1 million worth of game, these niggas.
I sold green, sold white, sold lyrics.
Hit him, Chase.
In the house, play the piss. Okay. Money on my nightstand, jewelry on my nightstand. Aftermarket, they stand though. I pray it don't, Jim. They say it's on site, then I guess it's on site. Then first couple of shows, the effing was.
Can you do me a favor? Can you play Easy by The Game and Kanye West?
Yeah, that just dropped too, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think I have that one saved.
God.
That just came out like yesterday.
Cover is so scary.
Gross, right? It's like a skinned
monkey.
Yeah.
It's so creepy looking.
Here you go.
He was once a thug from around the way.
Now that's a fucking Logic sample right there.
It was sampled by Logic, you're right.
My life was never
easy.
It's such a Kanye beat, dude.
Started in my Cutlass clutching heat like it's an open oven. Puffing chronic, puffing Biggie out the window, speaker subbing. Running to the Crips, it ain't no discussion. Bullet wounds drenched in Hennessy and teaspoons of Robitussin. Head up phase, got a few concussion.
Is the game singing?
Amazed, Dr. Dre percussion. God, please grant my nigga
eternal life. He do be playing, though.
We need the beats. Aftermath where you fall asleep, you do not eat. And my belly is full. Gorilla riding the bull. Banana clips in the pool. Swan diving classy azul. The ops, I'm on the ass. Grandmama whoopings in school. Swimming 10 in Brazil when niggas die in they jewel.
Dude, everyone levels up.
Yeah.
On a Kanye song.
Mm-hmm. Now, I heard that Pete Davidson, right, was making fun of Kanye because Kanye, like, I guess rapped about Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Oh, he's been making fun of him for a long time.
Was that on this song?
In this song, Kanye makes a reference to beating Pete Davidson's ass. What fucking metaverse do we live in, dude, where there is a Kanye West and Pete Davidson beef? Right. That we're listening to lyrics about them wanting to beat each other's ass. This, I am so frustrated by this.
I
want to
hear the
thing.
Bar. I want
to
hear the bar.
I'm gonna have to find it. Like fast forward to it. I might miss it here.
I'm in real life, not just okay, Mr. Narcissist. Tell me about my arrogance. No more counseling. I don't negotiate with therapists. God, yeah. Wanna let God in. But tonight, I guess I let my pride win. Cousin Dre sent me scriptures, help me see life better. Nigga, we having the best divorce ever. If we go to court, we'll go to court together. Matter of fact, pick up your sis, we'll go to court together. I watch 4 kids for like 5 hours a day. I wear these Yeezy boots everywhere, even in the shower. Today. I got love for the nannies, but
the Professor X's.
The cameras watch the kids. I stopped paying the credit.
Not custodial dad. I bought the house next door. What you think the point of really being rich for? When you give them everything, they only want more. Bougie and a ruler, y'all need to do some chores. Rich ass kids, this ain't your mama house. Climb on your brother's shoulders, get that top ramen out. God save me from that crash.
Mixing's
just
terrible.
So I could beat Pete Davidson's ass.
There you go.
Damn.
I know Illuminati mad.
He's so pissed.
He's so mad, bro.
He's so pissed.
That was like blatant, right?
But you don't
like,
want to piss him off, though. That's the thing.
Why? Because he'll rhyme at you?
No, I'm saying he's bound to drop some heat probably on your head.
If
dude.
This was 400...
He's a mayor of Petty
it's
Town.
It's only making Pete Davidson
but
more famous.
He's the mayor of Petty Town. He's just going
to
keep going.
Listen
and your
me.
Dad died
Listen
in 9/11 like some real deep shit. Yeah. And that's true.
And
about
he
Pete
should
Davidson.
Have done that, though.
He should
right?
have.
He should have doubled down, right? And that's the only way to get...
Double down. The Twin Towers were the first double down, if you think about it.
I'm a double down like the way your father died in the town. Manhattan.
Jesus.
Your mama God. Looked like she just looked like she fucked Bin Laden.
Okay.
I'm saying he was like so blatant about this flame,
right,
bro? And that took a lot out of me, right? I'm out of breath now.
Blatant
to blout.
Quit bleating the blow.
You know it affected him mentally because...
He moved across the street from him, dude.
Because if it didn't, he definitely would have flamed him in like a real vague type of way. Like, you know when the Meek Mill and Drake was brewing?
They never said each other's names.
They never said each other's names, right? But they were like, what was the fucking beef on Back to Back or something?
Back to Back was when he was like...
About to get bodied
I mean,
by singing.
He bodied Meek Mill on that.
Right. He did.
But then
body.
Meek Mill was like, hey, yo, you got a ghostwriter.
Right.
And no one cared.
Right. And then Drake came back again with more heat.
Drake doubled down there, too, because he dropped Back to Back, or he dropped Charged Up as the first diss.
Right.
And then Meek Mill didn't respond, so Drake dropped Back to Back.
And
that's why it was called
and
Back
I
to
missed
Back.
The Rico days, right?
Oh. I might just get hit with that Rigo. Dude, that's such a good track. Want to listen to a couple more singles here?
Before Let's we get listen to a couple album? More singles, and then we'll go to this Acorn ad, because it's itching.
All right,
bro.
So...
what about my news?
Is it all about mass murder?
If you want it to be.
We'll see. Do two more singles here. I got two more good ones, okay? Now, Young Dolph is dead. Rest in peace, Young Dolph.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves behind his legacy and Key Glock to continue on with the Paper Route Empire. So Key Glock went out, bought some blue diamonds for Young Dolph.
I see that on Instagram.
To keep him alive, right? And he drops this track called Proud, and it's pretty fucking...
Is it sad, bro?
It's up top, dude. It's fucking heady.
Topper?
I lost my dog, I lost my mind, no lie, I'm really lost inside. I can get it back in blood, but still I can't get back the time. Hey, fuck that humble shit, let's go, you know I'm spazzing out about mine. I got Dolph looking down on me, I know that nigga proud. Hey, don't worry about Glizz, I nigga, I'ma hold it down. I went and got some blue diamonds to let them know you're still around. And they should change, I'm still doing my thing and making niggas frown. Yeah.
R.I.P.
Mm. You could hear he's hurting in that verse.
It hurt. He's hurt.
He's hurting. He's wiping ears with diamond rings.
He's wiping it.
Yeah, what did you just
say? Wait, what did I just say?
You said wiping ears.
Yeah.
And then I said raping because...
Y'all are into dumb shit.
My mouth doesn't work.
I just had like an orgasm out of my mouth, right? It just came out of me, right? I meant wiping tears with diamond rings.
Yeah. And that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it'd be hilarious if he had like a stack of hundreds and he was just batting his eyes in the corners.
All right, last single here.
Moon by
y'all like Beam.
I was just gonna say Win by Beam.
Play Beam, Win by Beam.
Beam though.
I didn't even finish school, still I had to pay my dues.
If you look at his page, he's featured on a ton of shit.
Beam
from Justin Bieber to fucking. That's it.
Justin Beamer.
It's a head bobber for sure.
Anything really? With Ferg is most definitely it's not a head Ferg. Bob. I know, but it doesn't sound like it though.
A little.
This shit is ass, dude.
You don't like?
No.
Oh man, that's what? A shame, dude.
Put on that fucking.
It's not unique, but I think it's a headband.
The JID feature on that one dude with the
the Token album.
Boom, yeah, boom. Token.
It's pretty good. The whole Token album is actually pretty good.
It
like
is.
Y'all should give it a listen.
I did listen.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like?
Yeah, it was good. City with the room. I got hoes trying to get me in the room. Jitty just needs to be on these crazy beats though. She wanna jump in the back, feel like a poncho. Leave with a couple of scratch out of the Picasso. Keys, I don't know what they are, I just click shit. People wanna put me in charge, I do big shit. Weed in a couple of jars, that's for the homie though. These five bitches look at me like I'm the Romeo. Knee high boots, I think she about to join a rodeo. Levi's tighter than a knot when you board a boat. Board a boat, co-flow, four below, little mix bitch shit. She used to the Zorno, flew around to Milan. Now she take a pic of every place you about to eat on. We on, man, what the fuck is it really? Came a long way from taking two trains to the city. Two chains to the titty, Wu-Tang to the cream. Luke Kang, cause she flew two legs for the kid. Feel me? Roll through the city with the
He's
room,
got the
room,
shits,
got
bro. Like, Token is room, with the room, shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. With the zoom, zoom.
I got foes in the but in the he just news, is like, so... Boom, boom. He's just missing boom, boom. Something.
What you think?
I don't know, like style, like swag. My brother finna get it in blood and you gotta pay for it. Finna hit the bank in a minute to get a bankroll. Jitty, you idiot, just a nigga like the
Oh, what the fuck, man? I'm doing my thing, though. Don't be thinking I'm playing no animation. An animal in my nature is a beast in no nation. Little crazy nigga running around naked with a stick, taking shit, serving fiends out the vacant. By the basement, niggas looking out of space. I've been out of place, the wrong time in the right state of mind. Trying to multitask the page.
That last bar was a reference to something, but I don't know.
Beast in no nation is a movie about,
No, before that.
The running around naked,
yeah,
that's Beast in No Nation. It's about like a general war. What the fuck are they called? Warlord,
mm-hmm.
played by Idris Elba.
Mm.
It's on Netflix,
mm.
and he's got a child soldiers.
Damn,
and they're like young, naked. They run around. They got this one dude named Tripod because his dick's so big.
Damn,
and he just has his big fucking MG12. He's just killing motherfuckers.
Kid?
Yeah,
how does a kid hold an MG?
They're stronger down there, dude. Just when you live in the desert and like what, Kenya or whatever, bro. Like, mm-hmm. you're just stronger than us, bro. Jesus. Kenya, right here.
Mm-hmm.
Delaware, right. over here. Right. Which one's tougher?
I don't know, dude. Delaware's got the slimes and the slats.
I don't know.
We got blue diamonds, baby.
You might be right.
But
all right, now now you. I know y'all know this next one, right?
Right.
I know y'all know this next one, right?
Hey, yo, it's Bobby Buncheeks News.
Fuck what you heard.
Where you come to hear Bruce people Wayne, die. And to get your titties smacked in the metaverse.
Alright, so I thought this article was pretty ignorant. So John Morant, he's a point guard, whatever, forward for the Grizzlies. Young dude, probably a third year in the league. Picks Moneybagg Yo over J. Cole as one of his favorite rappers. So rappers are always name-dropping their favorite NBA ballers and rhyming with the scheme and everything. But Memphis Grizzlies, rising star John Morant.
I'm sorry, I just had a stroke. Okay? I just had a stroke after I heard that.
Yeah, so he's sitting here
saying... I'm okay.
Are you sure?
But I just had a stroke after I heard that.
You want a water? You want a beer?
No. Continue.
Was it because of me or the article?
No, because of the article.
I did stutter a little bit.
Insecure.
The Grizzlies opened a debate on Twitter talking about John Morant's favorite rapper, Moneybagg Yo, and how he picked him over other people like J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar.
He should have asked him, the next question should have been like, all right, what are three songs by Moneybagg Yo?
Are we talking about the same Moneybagg Yo that can't say the word music?
Music.
That's ass, bro. Music. That's so ass.
No, you know what it is? He's just hyping up his boy. He just wants to be friends with Moneybagg Yo, dude.
If someone came up to you, right, randomly, was like, Jacob, what is your favorite rapper?
What would I say?
Yeah, what would you say?
Big Bang Maketa, dude. I'd say fucking my boy right here, Shotzu, right? Listen to him spit, and then I lay a beat down. I go, boom, tinka, boom, tinka, boom, tinka, boom, and I'd say, drop a beat in my beat, though. That's what I'd say. That's actually my producer tag.
Drop a beat.
Moneybagg Yo. Disrespectful, dude.
Fuck, dude. What the fuck?
Who said it?
John Morant.
Is he big? Like a sensation?
Like, could I beat
him up? Oh, yeah. He's a beast, dude.
He's popular.
He's probably going to be one of the next best, yeah.
Okay. So it's important that he said this.
So he brought the Grizzlies from being a dog shit team 3 years ago to now like fourth in the West. So they're a pretty big deal.
Still fourth.
And if you're West not loaded, first,
they don't even get a
you're
medal.
Last, right?
But it's still the beginning of the season. And it's still playoffs, too.
All right. Well, fair enough.
Top eight.
There's still also a lot of time for them to, you know, fall the other way.
Record says otherwise, but okay.
Yeah, well, it's the beginning of the season.
Yeah, but when you're 30 and 15, it's a little hard to fall off from that.
Well, yeah.
Look, I don't give a fuck about Morant, all right? He can say whatever he wants. J. Cole is better. Then this isn't a conversation.
Right.
I hate that he said this. I'm furious, dude. Yeah, I'm pissed.
Right.
Let's call him.
These Grizzlies got their hands in the pot.
They get fucking
the honey pot.
They about to catch
because they're trying to act sweet around here.
So, I guess three in that Oregon case I talked about last week and
the mass murder of 25 people.
Yeah, three of the shooters were actually rap artists on the bill.
Nice.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good way to open
on
to close out the show.
Yeah, so on the rap, like the headline, three of the people in the shooting were rappers on that list.
Wow.
So
how many shooters were there? Did they just shoot back, I wonder?
So the show featured artists Lil Bean and Zay Bang, as well as other local artists.
Lil Bean might be better than J. Cole.
Some of the artists on the bill were the victims. Sorry, they were the ones who
were the victims who got shot.
They're also part of the crowd, people who got shot as
well.
That's
sad, bro.
So,
fuck.
The article kind of goes into context saying that they don't know if it was gang-related or beef-related or anything like that, but they're still trying to figure that all out, but now they're starting to realize that more people that weren't just a crowd is starting to look like it was more...
You know what it is? It's this phenomenon where people are just posting like random beef directed at nobody online. Right? It's social media. And then other people see it, right? And they go, oh shit, this dude's trying to try us. And it could very well be gangs.
Yeah.
But the gangs have nothing to do with whatever these guys are posting.
They
just see somebody out at a club with money and they're like, let's fucking pick him off.
That's pretty bitch though, you know what I'm saying?
It is bitch, but you know what? you look at the all the people who are dying in like Philadelphia, and like young Dolph was probably a victim of that too.
Yeah, he got killed by straight droppa.
Straight droppa really did just drop a bomb, mm-hmm. right?
Draco the Ruler got his neck slashed.
Right.
Jesus
fuck. At a day in L.A. or whatever it was called.
God damn.
I mean, this shit is getting... It's always been out of hand. I mean, they say that being a rapper is the number one most dangerous job for an African-American man to have.
Mm-hmm.
Because their murder rate is like... In like 30%,
right? Well, it's what they rap about. Though,
think
right?
about it. Young,
it's not just
young Dolph, Slim 400. That dude, you just talked Draco the Ruler. Talk about three people in this right here. Like, there's a lot of people fucking either getting shot or dying this past year. We've had at least six stories, I believe, on this podcast alone. We talk about rappers dying.
I gotta believe that people don't want to kill people, but they don't understand the gravity of A, what they say,
mm-hmm.
and B, how they act.
Right.
So like when you shoot a gun into a crowd, that's like disassociating from like what's happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me shooting Bobby Bunchies in the fucking neck, right, in your clavicle, that's personal.
Right.
But me shooting like into a crowd that right. Bobby Bunchies is in, I don't, it's disassociating. So I feel mm-hmm. like there's like a fucking, dude, it's so sad.
That's what I'm saying. I think people, there's this breaking point where people like just don't give a fuck. Like they're out to get clout.
Yeah, as long as my job's done, I don't care who got hurt in the process.
They could very well love Moneybagg Yo, but if he's got money, I'm clapping. Right, I'm in the audience because I'm standing up and I'm clapping.
Yeah,
right? Take him down a peg, you know,
down of multiple pegs if right. you fucking hit him. It's fucked up, man. I'm just like, it sucks that the conversation isn't like if the next rapper dies, it's just when.
It's just when. Yeah.
And I know that's with anything. You can mm-hmm. just say when the next fucking McDonald's worker dies. I know that'll happen too, but.
You can put
right,
the
tag. Because they don't have health insurance, right?
you can kind of like put the tag on rappers. Like, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen this, but like people like Lil Durk and stuff like that and Lil Baby, people who come from.
Some are at higher risk.
Background, yeah. Higher risk rappers, you know, like. You wouldn't really point the finger at like Kendrick,
or even and it's younger.
Though they might have came from harder backgrounds, you really wouldn't really point the finger at like people like Kendrick or J. Cole or something
right,
like
but
that.
Look at the rappers who are rapping, not about shooting people, but about just like shit that's going on and like being introspective, right? But then you have rappers who talk about keeping that gang affiliation lit
mm-hmm.
and going mm-hmm. out. Capping motherfuckers who are on their turf, all this extra shit, and half of it's clout, half of it's like real shit. So like you have two separate categories of I think rappers who are like prolific and they're talking about shit that's going on in society and trying to bring people up mm-hmm. rather than keep people in the slums. And then you got motherfuckers like Lil Bean who are just straight up just sliming and slatting mm-hmm. in the street, fucking that homeless dude, and mm-hmm. then capping his mama. You know, like they don't care. Right? It's all about
getting the job done.
It's all about being, well, it's all about surviving, right? Because they don't want to die, so they want to make sure their competition's out.
Or they look tougher
yeah,
to kill.
That's
by
the clout.
Yeah.
And on that note, let's go into this acorn.
I'm not done.
You got to be. That was the saddest story. Is it a good story? Tell us a good story to take us out.
Jay-Z, Meek Mill, Kelly Rowland, Killer Mike.
They're all dead. They're dead.
A bunch of more rappers are...
I actually don't mind Jay-Z's dead, right?
...are starting to argue for change to change the law, you know, like being able to use rap lyrics to incriminate you in criminal trials. So, but like in Bobby Shmurda's case, when the song Hot N-Word came out, they used what he said in that song against him as to like plugging holes in a murder case.
Mm-hmm.
So they used his lyrics, even though he was telling the fucking truth and mm-hmm. ratted out a bunch of people. They are now trying to change it to like, if I was rapping about, you know, I put somebody in a dumpster and fucking put this other dude 6 feet under and find out that this guy might be dead. They're trying to change it around. So you can't use my lyrics as evidence against me.
I agree with that. Only because, first off, it's, you know, as a rapper, right? As like, say I rapped about that, and then I had an investigation about me. Well, I could say, well, it wasn't real. I just made it up. It's a song, right? But I feel like when rappers smoke weed, right? They smoke weed in their music videos, and you know it's fucking weed. They're not faking that shit. How come they just don't get immediately arrested?
Right.
It's because cops come, investigators come, they're like, we know you have marijuana. And they're like, no, it was fake. That wasn't real. It was. This is entertainment. This is for show.
So right? The article says, vocalist joined by Fat Joe, Yo Gotti, and for some reason Robin Thicke, and more have signed a letter urging lawmakers in New York State to back proposed change and uphold freedom of expression.
The legislation Robin Thicke rapping about that's the so legislation
titled Rap Music on Trial was first proposed in November by state senators to prevent prosecution from citing lyrics except in cases where there's clear and convincing proof of a link between lyrics and crime. So you can't just use someone's freedom of expression to hold them down pretty much.
And you know, this is why the earth is dying, right? Because our U.S. senators are trying to pass laws to incriminate rappers based off the lyrics instead of worrying about the garbage that's in our ocean, right? And that's why we're all going to die, right? We're in our sixth extinction phase, okay?
But hey, at least we got Pooh Shiesty behind bars.
What the fuck?
All right, that was Bobby Bunchy's news.
Hey, yo. Make sure you wipe them tears.
I was just laughing because I was thinking of Robin Thicke. Just and she's a good girl.
We paused.
You know you love it. No, I didn't pause it.
Hey, everybody.
I thought you were going to do it.
We going in, okay? This is the second half, okay? And we scoring points on the field, bro. This is the review of Bird's Eye View with Corday and Sick with Earl Sweatshirt. Now, we going to dive in first, head first, into six Earl Sweatshirt's album.
Ryan, is your mic on?
I think so. Yes.
It's not registering anything.
It's on.
Oh, no, it is. Sorry.
Hey, yo.
Go ahead.
And we're back.
So I fucked with Sick. I thought it was really good.
In the stew.
I really like Earl Sweatshirt. I always have. But, you know, like he always delivers. I would have to say he's a chicken tender and french fry platter.
Is he your mailman?
You know what you're fucking getting, and why it's always solid.
Why does he always deliver to you?
Me? Yeah. I don't know. I just have always liked Earl. I think he's a very good lyricist.
He's got your zip code.
And I think he delivered hard on Sick. Now, there is a point, though, where sometimes Earl does sound super fucking drunk or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, he's so...
But that's classic
drawn
Earl.
Out and, like, monotone. But, like, he always raps over these, like, Alchemist-esque Derringer-type beats. Sometimes there's like not a lot of 808s or the bass not kicking. It's just a straight line of whatever, like a,
yeah, dude,
some sort of like angelic beat or whatever. And he just raps right over it, which is fine. But then also it'll hit you with a fucking Hershey Kiss like Titanic and play Titanic because that beat is fly. And I really like when Earl does stuff like this because then it makes you realize that even though he is one dimensional, that his lyrics bring the power, not
he's
just
not
the beat
one-dimensional.
Alone. Earl?
Earl's not one-dimensional.
You don't ever hear him. Well, I'll let the beat play first.
I love that progression right there.
Yes.
See you straight, no frills. What I think might pay the bills. Spit on the cam like Machiavelli.
That Tupac sample.
Came home in the 2011. Pasadena John calling me really. Ain't nowhere none of this shit was headed.
I ain't even know.
I love that voice in the back.
Now, why I say he's one-dimensional is the man doesn't really ever experiment or go out of the realm of talking or sounding like Earl. You don't ever hear him bring his voice up, change his voice. He's always Earl Sweatshirt.
He's not playing with like the deep voice.
So when I'm saying one-dimensional, I'm not saying he's terrible. I'm saying he just doesn't do much other than just rap like Earl.
Sure.
But like I'm saying, when he can do stuff like that over the beat, I know how we're always talking about you want to see the progression in a rapper and him sound different and use his voice also as the instrument. But when you can use the beat to your full advantage, I think that also makes you good as well. And it doesn't make it boring and doesn't make it that the fact that you don't want to listen to the album, which is why this was a very good Earl album in my mind.
See, I think Earl is so unique in his style that he is, his voice is an instrument. Like, him sounding like Earl to me isn't necessarily a fucking disadvantage. It's an advantage because he's skilled, bro. He's got a lot of shit to bring to the beat. Like, to listen to his progression from old school Odd Future type shit to now, I don't know. Like, not a lot has changed, but nobody else sounds like Earl.
That's why he's unique. He's really, really unique. Yeah, like, I like... That's why I've always liked Earl, but it's like sometimes it's like, what was the album he dropped with the really blurry face on it?
That was Some Rap Songs. That was his last album.
That was a tough listen. I ain't gonna lie.
Now what's crazy is that people regard that as his best no, work.
His best shit was I Don't Like Shit, I Don't Go Outside. That album's fucking phenomenal, and that's the kind of Earl I like, and that's why I thought he kind of brought that back with Sick.
I kind of feel like you like the more poppy Earl, like the shit that is more listenable. I like
shit isn't poppy, though.
Like, you like this Titanic song, right? Because you can put that on the aux.
Yes, but I also liked Lie, and I liked 2010 a lot, too, and that's not poppy. I don't know. It's hard to pinpoint where I like Earl and where I don't like Earl. I think he's all over the map sometimes with me. But I do like his lyrics, and I think he's a fucking phenomenal rapper.
Yeah.
I think he's actually in his own lane. I don't think there's anybody like him.
Not anymore, and it's because hard. And MF Doom is dead.
And there's no one, yeah, exactly. And there's no one to compare him to. It's like, I'm Earl. That's, you know what I'm saying?
I see us in the future looking, you know, there's a progression of people in different styles, and MF Doom is dead now. And I think that Earl kind of has that banner now. Like, he's in the same lane as these, like, other Alchemist type, you know, the rappers who rap on these really interesting instrumental samples with, you know, old vinyl noises and stuff like that. Like, Earl has this super unique delivery. And if you even listen to, you know, sometimes he'll rap and to just fit the bar, he'll be mid-sentence. And then the next bar, he'll just pick up the sentence still going.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I think in Titanic, he says something. He's like, sweatshirt on because you know, how revenge should be served, a dish best cold. I forget how he says it, but he basically just like stops in the middle to make it fit the beat, but then it continues a sentence, and it's like, that's some crazy shit. Like, he's like, he's transcending what a rap structure should be, and he's just creating his own structure. Mm-hmm. So I think he's really talented. I think lyrically, this is a really good showing from Earl Sweatshirt.
I think I never liked Earl Sweatshirt. Even back in Odd Future days, it drove me nuts the way he rapped. And to be honest, since that old ass Orange Juice or whatever the fucking song that was with him in it, when they're all eating the fucking pills and the smoothie, and
that's
the,
Earl.
Yeah,
that's this video right here.
That shit turned me off in such a way that I had never listened to Earl since. And this is
so classic. I'm a hiding by the astronaut,
crashing while jacking. Like, he was just such a wild card. Roth eating applesauce. Sent to Earth to poke Catholics
in the astrosauce and knock blunt ashes into their caskets and laugh it off. I mean, he
such
had
a unique way to fucking tie lyrics together and like double entendre, if you will, in certain cases.
He was definitely getting wild with the beats. And the lyrics, right? But this is way before I could ever appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. That's 2010, which is ironic because in the song 2010, he talks about how he came up, his first year of rapping. That was when Earl came out.
Yeah.
Was in 2010.
It put me at a point with Earl where I was just like, he was funny when they did like that show together.
Right.
Loiter Squad.
Yeah, Loiter Squad. That was funny, right? He's a good entertainer. I never liked it.
Someone
music.
Like bitching here to me.
Yeah. Wait, what are you doing? You're the janitor.
Yeah, that's such a good skit.
Fucking bullshit. But when I listened to this album, I still didn't get the hype about why. I know you guys fucked with it, but lyrically, I thought it was okay, but I didn't think anything was too crazy, and I had way more critique about it, what I didn't like, rather than what I could pinpoint what I did like. So on that note, I'm just going to say what my favorite songs were. It was 2010,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it reminded me of back when his old shit was coming out.
Cool beat too right here.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm going to need a bigger bag for the cohort, trying to make a millionaire out of Slum Dogs.
You know, interesting beat, like you said. But I just, I don't like that teeter he does with the beat and then his lyrics.
It puts you off kilter.
It does put me off kilter.
That's on purpose.
That makes me uncomfortable.
That's
right?
On purpose.
And I like to be centered.
Then go listen to Gunna.
I will. Now, there was that, and then it was Titanic. Obviously, Titanic was a really fresh beat. You sent it, and I was like, damn, this is really good. I didn't realize Earl was...
No, you didn't. Remember what you said when I sent it?
I sent the iMessages.
You said, this is trash.
No, and that was the other song.
You didn't listen to
it. We talked about it last week.
It was the other song.
We literally went over this. Oh. This is what you said. You went back in your messages and saw what you said.
You're right.
You said it's garbage.
Now, thank you for not doubling down. I appreciate you being honest.
Yeah, that is pretty good. Continue.
So, my opinion got a little bit better than what it was last week.
Sure. Right?
But anyway, lyrically, I think this was like a 4 or 5.
Very weird, but okay.
Production, I think.
What is it, 4 or 5?
No, 4 or 5. 4.5, right? Because I never go in between.
You never say points.
Right. And production-wise, I'm going to give this like a 6. I think there were a couple songs I liked off this album, but it was only the beats that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
But to be completely honest with you, I could have, I would say keep it. I don't need this.
All right.
This is not an aux type album.
This is a listener heavy type album.
This is like sit down
if you
and
want to
smoke
appreciate
a dude,
good music.
This is like this buy a vinyl and never listen to it.
Drink some like honey oolong tea
right.
and smoke a stogie that's as big as your arm, as a monkey's arm.
Right.
I really like 2010 Tabula Rasa with Arm & Hammer. That shit was fresh. That was like the single that first came out before the album dropped. And then Lie and Titanic. But he says something in a Lie that made me re-listen to the song. And it might not catch you the way it catched me, but I kind of thought of it as a double entendre. So he says, let me know if you want to tangle with some lemon meringue. So I kind of sat there. I was like, dang, that was pretty hot when he said that. You got to listen to it. It makes more. It sounds better in the song than me reading it
How
all.
How is that a double entendre?
Cause he's,
I'm thinking my gears are turning right
so
now.
So to me, I was like, because lemon is tangy.
Right.
Right. So let me know if you want to tangle with some lemon meringue. So I was like, damn, that was pretty good. And it was kind of just like a skip by. Like it just, you didn't think about it. But when I heard it, I was like, damn, bro, that was pretty fresh. And I was like, that kind of made me think about like how good Earl is because he hits you with bars that like not many people think about. Mm. And I think in my mind, you get a one in a generation type talent that is very underappreciated.
So,
and it's just a stupid little bar like that. Like that stuck with me. And I thought about it and I kept listening to the song. I was like, damn, that was fresh the way he just said that.
So let me ask you something and correct me if I'm wrong, right? The double entendre means both, like you could take the bar, split it, and it will mean two different things, right?
Has two, yeah.
Like
two
when JID said, pick the tool up.
Right.
It was pick the tool up like a, and like a gun.
Also
pick the tool up like a flower.
No, and so I'm going to break this bar down for myself because maybe it's me who doesn't understand it, right? So it's, we should tangle.
He said in Lie, pull it up. Let me know if you want to tangle with some lemon meringue.
Okay, and you said because lemon meringue is tangy.
Yeah.
Right?
But you also want to tangle and like you want to tussle with me.
But he says, let me know if you want to tangle like some lemon meringue.
That's more of just like a metaphor.
Whatever, metaphor right? then.
A simile?
Your simile
I
got
guess
me.
So.
Simile got me then.
He's simile smoking
but
you out.
But still, like I'm saying, when he says shit like that, it's an underappreciated bar that you don't really notice. But like, if it's some people, it might hit you different. And I think Earl, in my opinion, is really underrated and heavily underrated for years and years. And he likes to keep it that way. One in a generational type talent.
Mm-hmm.
Like MF Doom, you really won't appreciate it that much until he's gone. Because I don't know many people besides the dudes like you guys and the people I went to high school with that really talk about people like Big L or like MF Doom, stuff like that. So in my mind, lyrics, you know, they're as good as Earl always is. You know, it's the same Earl you're always going to get. So I'm going to give the lyrics an 8.5. And the production is pretty on par with Earl. It's, you know what you're going to get. He did throw a little chink in the chain when he came with Titanic. Uh-huh. And then the Fire in the Hole. I thought those were a little, and I guess I should say Tabula Rasa too. A little different-esque beats with Earl. I liked a lot. Kind of make this album a little more enjoyable than it already was. But it wasn't anything crazy knocking it out of the park. So I'm going to give the production, what I say for lyrics, 8.
You said 8.5.
I'm going to give the production, say, a 7.
For a grand total of?
8.
And then, Ryan, you never gave it a total.
All right, so...
You did 4.5 and 5. 6. 5. I'm going 7s across the board, baby. I think it's a great experiment. Everything that Earl does is an experiment. He's playing with how his cadence can play into an instrumental. He's playing with what he can use as a sample. Now, I think this was produced by an artist named Navy Blue.
Didn't he just do that fucking little EP we talked about?
Navy Blue was featured on the other EP with Alchemist.
Yeah, we just did the other
this thing of ours. Ago. Navy Blue goes under an alter ego when he's a producer. And he makes, you know, quote unquote trap music. So this is produced by him, and that's why you get a little more of that trappy sound, like that Titanic beat, shit that hits pretty heavy. I mean, even like that interlude called Lobby.
Yeah,
I don't know why that still hit.
I want it more.
That shit still hit. Like, I wanted this to be a more fleshed out song right here.
You know what it is. Don't overreact. I'm 26. Felonious past.
I don't know. Just, you know, even when he's sort of fucking around, I mean, some of these things needed to be polished more. Some of these things needed more energy into them.
Mm-hmm.
He needed to vary his voice a little bit and come to life. But that might be who Earl is, man. Maybe Earl is just this fucking tragic rapper who just is always going to be fucking sad or sick, you know, the fucking title of the album. You don't know. Maybe he'll always be like this, but I thought it was cool. I'm gonna listen back to it and listen up to more of those fucking lyrics and see if I can pick out any more double entendres, baby.
Good.
Because I'm trying to tangle.
Good.
Like a what?
Lemon meringue.
Like a lemon meringue. Next album. Bird's Eye View by Corday.
Yes.
Bird's Eye View.
No longer YBN Corday. Just a Corday.
Drop the YBN because he's no longer young or broke, right?
Right. And he's no longer an N-word.
Right. This album is the follow-up to The Lost Boy, which was his debut album, I believe, which was received to some pretty high praise and good critical reviews. A lot of talent in this dude. Super lyrical.
Yeah, he's very good.
I think he embodies what Nas used to be, an early version of Nas with the way that he raps. I can hear Nas.
He even talks about it, too.
He does?
Yeah, he talks about shouting. He shouts out Nas.
Because he had a song with Nas called Life is Like a Dice Game. He said something
about putting a big respect to that N-word, whatever Nas is. Big
so,
homie.
Like, I can hear it in his voice. And you can also hear it in how he fucking floats on the beat, right? His shit is... You can't fuck with Corday's lyrics. And this album is another example of that. Now, before I go into music, tell me what you think. This is my gears turning on what the meaning of the album is. Bird's Eye View.
Right.
The opening track is his friend
who
rapping
died.
From prison.
Yeah.
And it's about the struggle, and it's pretty good. Like, the lyrics of the rap are pretty talented. But the idea of this album, I think, is that Corday now... has crawled his way out of the struggle. He has money,
the trenches,
protection. He's, you know, quote unquote safe. He has a lane, and he's making connections with these big dudes. I mean, he's into fucking, you know. He says on the album he's friends with who's the dude who made Twitter? Not Tim Cook, whatever. He says he talked to the dude who invented Twitter. So now he's looking down, right? And he from the top. And he has a bird's eye view
of what used to be,
what he came from.
Yeah,
so he
that's
can
what
see
I picked
the
up
struggle.
Too.
And if you look at the album cover, it's even him, like, he's sitting next to a ladder.
Right.
And the ladder, I think, is like, that's where he lives now. He came down to look out at these people. And the people are in the on the album cover. I couldn't tell really too clearly, but it looked like people who were kind of like maybe tribal people. Like they look like they're naked or wearing like loincloths or something. And I don't know. It almost looks like he's watching like the sunset or the sunrise on these people. And there's so much like, I don't know, man. Just it's really cool that there's an artist that's actually thinking about this shit.
Right. Because it makes you think.
And there's meaning behind what he's rapping about. And I think that Cordae is a really good example of somebody who has a lot of content that is valuable to listen to. He's
no talent wasted on a young rapper.
None at all, man. We're not talking, you know, Lil Durk has his place. Pusha T has his place. But it's not the way forward to me. And Cordae is the way forward.
That's what I picked up on Cordae from listening, like when he did like Have Mercy and all that stuff. Or Baby Please, Have Mercy. Yeah. No talent wasted on a young rapper. He's taken the fucking HOV lane straight to success, honestly. I think, like you said, everybody has a lane, and I think he found his niche with that because, I mean, as you, he's got to be, what, 25?
Niche.
25, maybe? 26?
He's young, yeah.
Yeah, he's probably our age, and he could be just sitting there still talking about where he came from or still affiliated with what he does, but no, he's taking the high road and moving on from the bullshit he used to do, and I think that it really speaks on him as a person because
definitely
he's trying to grow and not trying to keep sinking, because that's what happens with people. We just talked about people dying. That's what happens when you stay with the shit like that. You just end up staying down in the mud, and or you end up dying, and you end up leaving all the talent that could have been behind.
A lot of rappers come out with that, you know, that I made it out.
But like they still stay with it too. So like,
well, you can never.
And that's
forget
why they
that
keep rapping about it.
Yeah, right. Or like, you know, like unfortunately, Pop Smoke, very talented. You know, very like we always like before we really got into him, we used to be like, oh, this guy's just another rapper like that. But now you appreciate him more because he's gone. But then you also realize that even though he started making success, he still stayed with the bullshit.
Yeah,
and it's kind of cool seeing somebody take that and progress in another realm. So it's like how I said earlier. You really don't see the Kendricks and J. Cole's like that getting shot or dying because they are moving on with their life. They're keeping that young childish stuff behind them where they came from. And that's the same thing he's doing.
Cordae for sure has at least one NFT, right?
Probably.
He definitely seems like an NFT type rapper.
Now, did y'all know that
he's got a Bored Ape?
He's from Maryland. Did y'all know that?
Maryland?
He's from that 301, baby.
Cool. I'm from Delaware.
Sweet.
So what I'm trying to say,
neighbors, right?
What I'm saying is I support my boys in blue, okay?
We live like 400 miles from him. We should be his best friend.
Right, right. Now, another good rapper from Maryland, Logic, right?
Good.
Up and up.
No, I'm just kidding.
I agree. I think Cordae has come a long way. I really like the artist, especially now with this album that just came out. He's got Nas, Lil Wayne, and Eminem on this album, right?
Nas is not on this album.
Nas, Freddie Gibbs, Champagne Glasses.
Stevie Wonder.
Isn't Nas? That's Stevie Wonder and Freddie Gibbs.
He raps about
Nas.
About his life and a handful of collaborations with rap icons like Lil Wayne,
Sinister.
Yeah,
he rapped that he collaborated with
Nas, Champagne Glasses, and Eminem, Parables Remix.
I don't know. Nas is not in this Champagne
Glasses.
Well,
let's play it. Let's see if we can listen to a little
tidbit. See if we can find him in there. What if he's hiding and he just says one thing?
The chorus of this song is fire.
Dick sucking lips. But a Freddie Gibbs feature, and there's also a Gunna feature.
That's what I thought about, too.
Get him in the studio together. Let him box. Love the beat, dude. It's got layers. The piano.
Okay, conversations getting complicated, I could tell ya. 15 was in them handcuffs with paraphernalia. I grew up in them trenches, boy, your house had wine cellar. If anybody ever had a problem, gave them hell. I got my auntie brothers.
Yeah, this is backstage. It says written by Kid Culture, Stevie Wonder, Nas, Freddie Gibbs, Cordae Dunston.
It's got to be then just the writing credit to Nas. Can we get something out of the way?
What?
Does Cordae have a lisp?
Yes. So that was the point I was going to make. It's not the lisp. It's like almost like the tongue is mashing his teeth.
The tongue. He's like, got a big tongue.
He's
dude.
Got like that like nerdy list, if you will.
He's like actually.
Yeah, no, not that one. It's like, I know what you're talking about,
though.
It's
kind of like how Ryan said it without the emphasis on the S.
The tongue mashing the teeth.
So
the
certain letters he says were tongue mashing his mouth, in a sense. So he kind of has like that dorky Poindexter.
Do you have the math homework?
But he doesn't sound like Poindexter. It's just when his certain...
Poindexter, dude. That's my rap.
That's
name.
The one thing I definitely noticed was when he raps, he has that like tongue mashing the teeth S lisp.
All right, I'm going to run down this bitch real quick and just hit you with my highlights, okay? I liked Shiloh's intro because I like the meaning the and the rap. Message behind this.
I did too.
Like I said,
this is us freestyling.
My first time I held a nine, put it on God, man, it must have been a sign.
Kind of reminded me of like Mac Miller too.
Just hearing something from like the past.
Yeah.
That was cool. Now we go right into Jean Michel, right? And this is a sample that was shared by Kendrick's song, I believe, How Much a Dollar Cost. Do you recognize that sample? Yeah. It's off to Pimp a Butterfly for sure. Yeah. And this is just basically Cordae spits on that. Now, the best song on the album, I think, is Super.
Yeah, that was the most popular one.
This song goes hard. I mean, Cordae, as cheesy as it sounds, he spazzes.
Yeah. Last year I made $7 million, didn't have to do a single fucking show. Shout out to my niggas up at Coca-Cola for the check that cut me
for
at
the Super Bowl.
On my life moments is a Super Bowl. My nigga Dr. Dre, he right got here. A Super Bowl. Last night I was texting Jack Dorsey, that's the perfect
Jack Dorsey.
For being super dope. This is real life, ain't no act in it. All these rap niggas, they be Brad Pittin'. Every little thing I do is mad different. Got my little cousin playing
badminton.
That song was hot, dude. PC
got the whole here on Apple iTunes it says on Super he's bought a Birkin bag for his Aunt Regina and introduced his younger cousin to Badman.
He's doing shit different.
I love that, dude. I like the Chronicles with her and Lil Durk.
That's a good song,
little
too,
sweetheart
man.
Song.
Whoa. Let's keep going down this list because you're skipping the go.
I thought Mama's Hood.
Yeah.
Lyrically, the content is the best song on the album.
Yeah.
Super had the best feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Mama's Hood, this is like, love this type of shit, man.
Yeah.
This is like the kind of lane I share with Earth Gang or a good old Kendrick song or a J. Cole track. Like, this is that same lane, bro, where you can just sit back and listen.
My mama hood, rolling in Jeep. I ain't playing with you niggas, boy, I'm playing for keeps.
And just so memorable.
Niggas try and pray on the week. I ain't talking too much, I only say what I mean. I bring the whole city out every time that
and
I'm
just
home.
Crispy.
How you all about business, but don't be minding your own.
Love this song.
Forgive me for my sins. I'm just
I love the
to
extra control. Vocals that he puts when he enunciates his words.
Layered, yeah. He puts like a little bit of something behind it, backtrack it. All right, and moving down, what was the next song you guys liked?
Well, if it's going to be me, I did actually heavily fuck with the first half of this album more than I did the kind of last half. Like Super, Mama's Hood, Want From Me, just straight bangers, back to back to back. Jean Michel, that was a great song. You know, like you said, Shiloh's intro, good introduction into a song that obviously had like more art to it on the album cover. Sinister by Lil Wayne, or featuring Lil Wayne, what a banger.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been saying recently, you know, I've been spitting fire at Lil Wayne. I've been slamming him.
He kills every feature he's ever been on, dude.
But like now this feature here.
I really liked in Sinister too, when Lil Wayne's part was done, he had him help him with the chorus.
Yeah.
So you heard Lil Wayne also chime in the chorus. Yeah. It was like, what was it? Actually, Chef's Kiss on the
that
already,
was like
already dope song.
When Eminem did the song with Grip and he was fucking shouting out Grip in the song.
Yeah.
That's always so cool, man.
Yeah. Because it makes it more real.
For sure it does.
He's like, hey, Lil Wayne, even though I already paid you fucking 10 G's, can you stick around and help me with the chorus?
10 G's?
He definitely paid him more than 10 G's.
I think 250.
That's 2 months of unemployment.
he did get $7 million at the Super Bowl. So
if Lil Wayne spits out two teeth, that's 10 G's.
What I'm saying is, it went from Sinister to Chronicles, right?
Chronicles,
and then it went to Champagne Glasses with Freddie fucking Gibbs.
And Stevie fucking Wonder.
And
bro.
Stevie fucking Wonder.
Hey, dude, good on Cordae for helping this Stevie Wonder guy
find his way into the studio.
He really is elevating him as an artist.
Right. Too bad he isn't deaf either, right? And then and Parables with Eminem. I mean, I liked the song. I really think Eminem's verse was corny.
I was going to say, actually, it's less corny than some of the other shit he's done. He didn't do that, like, he didn't do that lyrical flex thing that he does. Like,
I didn't even think he did.
Hampton, cramping, slamming, amming. Like, he didn't do any of that shit.
But you know what song I really, actually, I was anticipating on? Gifted with Roddy Rich.
Yeah.
And I did not like this
song. You didn't like it?
Neither did I. With Ann Clemens.
I thought Roddy Rich's hook is pretty good.
I don't know.
This
was
the most popular song on the album, by the way.
Was it?
54 million plays.
Wow. Is it because of Roddy?
Absolutely. And then it's Super is the second most popular. But this is on the bonus track.
Yeah.
This is two bonus tracks. Parables and Gifted is a bonus. Right here. I got a whole lot of people that's been counting on me. Got this bad like that cadence. Going down on the dick. I met Shorty and we connected like the Wi-Fi. Popped in the phantom, disappeared like
bye-bye. I mean, who's cornier, right? E-40 or Eminem?
E-40.
Oh.
It's gotta be, dude. And especially now that he's got that fucking food service.
Yeah. And
Goon with a spoon.
Goon with a spoon.
So right, that being said, let's rate this thing.
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna go first.
Oh, fuck you, okay.
I never go first.
Yeah, it's your studio.
Lyrically, right? Corday raps about the shit that matters. There's no fluff in there. I think every bar he's coming with it. He's not trying to distract you from his meaning. The bird's eye view concept is awesome, and I think he follows it up, and all of his lyrics can be tied and brought back to that main topic. So I think lyrically, this is really, really good. It's probably like an 8.5 for me for lyrics. You know what? Nah, fuck it. 9, dude.
Wow.
It's a 9 on
lyrics.
Wow,
he said it before he
typed
it in. I
like Corday, bro. I like it. Now, production-wise, a lot of hot songs. Nothing really like genre-defining. Nothing that's really pressing the boundaries of what a song can sound like. It's not experimental. It's very much a mainstream-sounding hip-hop sound. That being said, high-quality beats, man. They fucking bang. 808s. We got some good shit that's hitting us.
We got some Stevies in here.
Head bangers, right? And that's what Stevie Wonder does. He bangs his head when he plays that piano.
Mm-hmm.
I think the beats are more on line, more on par with like a 6 or a 7. So I'm going to go 6.5 on the beats.
Okay.
Which puts the album at probably a solid 7.5, I think.
So I think the lyrics are really good. I think Corday's super talented. Young dude, really making moves to like progress as a human and not stay where he came from. So I kind of like that. I really like that about him. I don't like the consistent reminder of coming from the trenches. It's like you can maybe add that to one or two songs, but every track, like, we get it. We know. Now, I don't mean to sound like I'm hating on you because it's pretty... Yeah, I would brag too, but every song though. Okay, but lyrics are good. He's very talented. He's a promising rapper, and he just says what's on his mind, and he doesn't sugarcoat anything. I'm gonna get the lyrics at 8.5. Production is good. I would bang on my head. There's some slappers. You know, there's a bunch of layers, multiple tracks with pianos, trumpets, whatever you want to call it.
But, no, instruments.
Pianos, trumpets, whatever you call it.
Anyway, go fuck yourself, right? So anyway, production's good. I'm going to give the production 7.5. Overall, an 8 for this album.
And with that, I'm going to leave the lyrics at an 8.5, hearty 8.5 as well. I think we're on a good consensus that the lyrics are a bit better than what the production showed us on this album.
For sure.
But the concept and the art that the album portrayed, especially in Shiloh's intro, was very good to like set the scene. Now, personally for me, I thought from bird's eye view, I thought perhaps that maybe he was rapping from the perspective of someone who he was close to that died.
Interesting.
And that person was rapping down on Corday.
Interesting.
That's what I thought of when I first heard Shiloh.
Okay.
You know, like maybe he was playing something back that it wasn't him, it was somebody else,
mm-hmm.
and it was reminiscent. But then I realized, like, you know, it probably wasn't that. But that was my first impression, right? When I think of bird's eye view, I think of someone looking down.
Right.
But like, you know, high up, right? But like you said, it could be a metaphor for him from looking down of where he's been and not where he's at now. So lyrically, 8.5. Production-wise, I'm going to give this 7. So overall, I'm going to rate it lower and put it at a 7.5.
There you have it, kids.
Good job, y'all.
And that was episode 141 of At the Wazoo. Make
Show
sure.
Show your boy Bobby here, nigga. Do what you gotta do. Fuck me.
Make sure you tune in on our Instagram account at Wazoo Podcast. Make sure y'all listen on all platforms, including Apple, Spotify, and anchor.fm/Wazoo Podcast. And if you want a feature, go fuck yourself, because we don't have guests, right? But you can definitely leave a voice message on anchor.fm/Wazoo Podcast and put that shit in the bag.
Kill your motherfucking self.
Are we just going to do all of our samples at the
Why
end?
Are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay.
You are gay.